In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The other day, Ira Glass was talking about having done some presentations at Chautauqua out in New York State, this place where people gather and hear all kinds of presentations, oftentimes spiritual, but all kinds of things on literature and music and whatever. It's a camp, I believe it's a Methodist camp. And he was driving back to the airport with a retired Methodist minister, and it was about an hour and a half drive, and they engaged in this conversation about prayer. And it had been on Ira's mind because the anniversary of his mom's death was coming up, and he was going to synagogue to do the annual ritual of prayer around a person's death that involves a particular prayer that lasts for about 45 minutes. That's a prayer of praise to God. And it's not only done on the anniversary of someone's death, but if people go to the synagogue on a regular basis, it's a prayer that is done every day during that time of prayer. And it's a prayer that lasts for 45 minutes, and it's a prayer of praise to God. And Ira's question to this minister was, why does God need that? Why does God need us to praise him for 45 minutes? What does God get out of that? Why is that important? Why do we need to do that? Now, that question was coming from a man who also claims to not believe in God. But his question was posed to this minister, who took it very seriously, who talked to him about prayer in general. And he said, as he's grown older and become more deeply a Christian, he's come to realize that prayer, whether it's praise of God or any kind of prayer, is actually more about him than about God. Because he said that what it does is reminds him who he is. It reminds him who he is as a Christian. It reminds him of the covenant that he has made with God, of the person that he has promised to become and strives to be. And it reminds him about who he believes God is. And it continues to ground him in that faith. And that prayer is about grounding him in something deep and real and meaningful. And I think that there's some real truth in that. And I think our gospel reading for today really reflects that. Because we start out our gospel reading by hearing that Jesus had gone out to pray, right? He had gone out to pray. And we hear that over and over in Scripture. Jesus goes out to pray, right? Because that's what grounds Jesus in who Jesus is, right? That's what reminds Jesus of who Jesus is. That's where Jesus gathers what he needs to be able to go out and do what Jesus needs to do in this world. That's what Jesus did to be fed and strengthened in the world he was living in. He connected with God. And I think that the question that his disciple asked, that unnamed disciple, wasn't teach us how to pray, give us words to say. I don't think he ever thought that Jesus was going to hand him what we've come to know as the Lord's Prayer that was going to be continued to be recited for millennia, you know, today, that we are going to be saying those words. But rather, he was asking him, tell us how you connect with God. Tell us how you have developed this relationship with God that has led you to be this spiritual man of faith. Teach us how to find that depth of relationship with God. And Jesus, if you look at that passage, spends more time talking about who God is than those few sentences of say this when you pray, right? And he spends more time talking about describing his theology, really, right, of who God is. And we all have a theology of who God is, right? A theology is a big fancy word for our understanding of who God is and how God is in the world around us. And basically, Jesus says, God hears. God provides. God forgives. God protects. And God expects us to be generous to one another. He shares that understanding of who God is and who we are to be. Our prayers should, one, articulate our understanding of who we understand God is and who we promise to be. And asking for that connection, that deep, meaningful connection that brings us more deeply in that journey, that leads us more fully into those meetings, that helps us to more completely live that life. That's what prayer is all about. A relationship with a God who says, knock, my door's always open. Ask, and you'll receive. I'm always here for that relationship. Anne Lamott, some of you have probably read some of her books. In her book, Help, Thanks, Wow, The Three Essential Prayers, says, prayer means that in some unique way, we believe we're invited into a relationship with someone who hears us when we speak in silence. Prayer is our sometimes real selves trying to communicate with the real, with truth, with light. It is reaching out to be heard, hoping to be found by a light and a warmth in the world instead of darkness and cold. That reaching out for a relationship with a God who says, I am always here, ready to answer when you ask. Amen.